Chapter 7. Famous Irish Writers. Nobel Prize Winners for Literature. No other country with such a small population has got 4 Nobel Prize winners for literature. They are the poet William Butler Yeats, 1923, George Bernard Shaw, 1925, Samuel Beckett, 1969, and Seamus Heaney, 1995. Have you read Bram Stoker's classic Dracula? Bram Stoker was also Irish. So was Jonathan Swift, the writer of Gulliver's Travels. Let's look at some other distinguished Irish writers. James Joyce, 1882 to 1941. On the 16th of June every year, people in Dublin celebrate the life and work of James Joyce, one of the most influential writers of the 20th century. The name of this event is Bloomsday. This comes from Joyce's most famous novel, Ulysses. Some people think this is the best novel in the world. Ulysses describes a single day, the 16th of June 1904, in the life of Leopold Bloom, an Irish Jew living in Dublin. The date was significant to Joyce. It was his first date with his wife, Nora Barnacle. Most literary critics consider Ulysses a classic, although some people find it difficult to understand. Joyce once said, "I put in so many enigmas and puzzles into Ulysses, it will keep professors busy for centuries, arguing over what I meant." On Bloomsday, people in Dublin, and James Joyce fans worldwide, dress in costumes from the period described in the book. There are many cultural activities, including readings from the book. In fact, all year round, there are James Joyce walking tours, visiting the places he describes in his books. Joyce liked writing about Dublin in his books. His other works include Dubliners, a collection of short stories published in 1914, and the novel A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, published in 1916. Oscar Wilde, 1854 to 1900. Oscar Wilde was born in Dublin. His father was a doctor and his mother was a poet. Wilde was a brilliant student and studied at Trinity College in London and later at Oxford University. After graduating, he moved to London, joined fashionable society, and published his first collection of poetry in 1881. In 1884, Wilde married Constance Lloyd, and later they had 2 sons. Wilde worked as an editor for a magazine, Woman's World, to provide money for his family. But his real love was writing. Over the next 6 years, he published 2 collections of children's stories, the famous novel The Picture of Dorian Gray, and successful plays, including Lady Windermere's Fan and The Importance of Being Earnest. In 1895, an aristocrat called the Marquess of Queensbury accused Wilde of homosexuality. This was a crime in those days. The police arrested Wilde and the court sentenced him to 2 years of hard labour in prison. After he left prison, he went abroad and lived the rest of his life in Europe. Wilde became ill in 1900 and died on the 30th of November that same year. People remember him today for his quick wit and entertaining plays and stories. C.S. Lewis, 1898 to 1963. Clive Staples Lewis was born in Belfast, Ireland, now Northern Ireland. He strongly identified with Ireland all his life. C.S. Lewis was a brilliant man and taught English literature at Oxford and Cambridge universities. At Oxford, he met another teacher of English, J.R.R. Tolkien, author of The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. They soon became close friends. Lewis wrote more than 30 books, but is best known for the Chronicles of Narnia fantasy series. The seven books in this series are about human children entering the magical world of Narnia, with mythical creatures and talking animals. To date, the Narnia books have sold over 100 million copies. The stories have delighted TV and film audiences all over the world. C.S. Lewis died on the 22nd of November 1963, but the assassination of U.S. President J.F. Kennedy the same day overshadowed his death. Only 30 people attended the funeral of the man considered one of the intellectual giants of the 20th century. There is a memorial to C.S. Lewis at Poets' Corner in Westminster Abbey, London.